लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Welcome to the podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. And today it's the first episode with an actress. After having a producer and a male actor, I'm very pleased that she said, yes, I want to visit you for your podcast. Visit me on Zoom. otherwise, we are a little bit far away from each other. So the first actress, she's a very young actress. And I saw her, I think, in 4 or 5 verticals already. And I'm really glad she joined me and say hello. And maybe in this case, good morning to you. And hello, Hayley Hansen.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. How is your start in this Monday on this new week so far?
I mean, it's good so far. I went to the gym, did a cold plunge. Now just putting away like groceries and stuff, getting ready for the week.
Do you have any shootings upcoming?
Not confirmed yet. Lots of auditions that I've sent out. So it's just the waiting game now, but hopefully soon.
How does it work with the waiting game? You send an audition and then normally how long you have to wait to get an answer? Ooh.
It really depends on the production. Like as of right now, I've had to put a pause on verticals until they become union. So right now it's all union project, like projects and stuff, which can sometimes, if they're casting super quick, it could be, you'll hear a week later. I've had some where I send in the audition, hear nothing for like 2 months. And then all of a sudden my agent messages me and she's like, oh yeah, they really liked you. You booked it. And it's like, oh, okay. And then other times it's like,
you didn't have it in mind anymore? What?
Yeah, that's always the way it is. It's the ones that I just like send an audition, forget about it, that I end up booking. And then the ones that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about it every day. Like I'm praying about it. I'm trying so hard to get it. I never hear back.
Do you get also an answer if you don't book the role?
Nope. It's radio silence.
Oh, that's shit.
So you could be waiting for months being like, well, maybe there's still a chance I could get it. And meanwhile, they've like moved on and cast. Like,
oh shit. Okay. So that's kind of shitty. If you don't get
dream.
If you don't get an answer, so you should be in a good mental health, shouldn't you?
Should, yes, but I don't think any actors really 100% are.
Question, because I'm really interested in this case. Normally you do now this castings, you send yourself, you made self-tapes at home and then you send it out. So you don't even know how many other people are casting for this role and...
No, that's the crazy part because sometimes like in the audition you'll say like, I'll get the size and I'll say, oh, like open casting across Canada. So they're searching every province for their actress, right? Or other times it'll just be like more like Netflix, Prime, like A24, they tend to do smaller castings. So all the agents will submit their clients. And then from there, the casting director like will look at the headshots. They'll look at a demo if there's one and be like, okay, we want this person to audition, this person to audition, this person, no, not this time to audition. And then that's when the actor then gets the request to send in a self-tape.
And wait, okay. And then you get the self-tape, but you don't even still know how much others...
No,
because I'm always thinking if it feels like a big shark tank, you know.
Absolutely,
it's so a competition, but you don't know against how many other, and you don't know against whom. So,
So sometimes, like if you make it through the first round of auditions, then they'll have like a smaller collection of actors that they're like, okay, these are the ones getting callbacks. And then in that case, like, your agent will be like, okay, you're in, like, the second pool of actors. So it's probably around, like, 10 to 20 at that point that you're then going against. And then if they still want to do more callbacks, then it's like five.
What's
I know I've
normal? How
been.
many callbacks or rounds you have to go through? What's normal?
Normally, I mean, every actor is different. Like, I've been very lucky to be able to book quite a few projects, no callbacks necessary.
Okay.
But usually it's about like one callback before you book it.
What do you have to do in the second round or this callback? Are they contact you personally and just have a little chat, or do you have to do more of this role to?
Usually, like callbacks are really nice because instead of just you sending off an audition into the abyss, you meet with the crew over Zoom. So the casting directors will be there, the directors will usually be there, and then a few of the producers. And you can't see them, you just see yourself on the Zoom, but you could hear them. And then you just re-say the lines. The director will give you notes like, okay, let's do the scene one more time, but do it like a bit more angry. You're angry about this. And then he'll be like, okay, one more time, let's do this scene, but this time you're happy, like you're laughing. And then you
But
do
isn't
that,
it
they say thank
stupid when
you.
you isn't it stupid when you don't see the others?
It's
And you only
it's
speak to a
odd.
camera and
You're literally
into
just staring at
nowhere?
yourself, and it's, yeah, but
Oh.
you hear them. So
How long are you in acting?
I've been like practicing the craft of acting since I was about, well, since I was like five. I've been doing like theater. Started getting into the more like film and television side by doing acting classes and auditions around 14. Didn't actually book my first role until I was 18. So I've been doing it about 2.5 years now, I'd say.
18, what kind of role has it been?
My very first role I ever booked was Heretic in it was on A24. It went to theaters. Now it's available on Prime, I believe. But it was starring Hugh Grant, Chloe East, Sophie Thatcher. That was like my
Okay.
very first role I ever booked. And to me, I was like, oh yeah, cool. But then everybody else I talked to, they're like, you booked an A24 film completely green to the industry. It's like, yeah, I guess.
Isn't that
Yeah.
good? No.
But I think the casting director had been seeing me since I was like 14 submitting, and she was like, oh, like Haley's 18 and still hasn't booked. Like, here, take this one, please.
How got you into acting with five? I mean, what isn't your family someone in this area, and you saw, oh, I want to be like her or him, or was
No.
it just a fairy tale dream to be an
It
actress?
was, yeah, none of my family's in the film industry. Like, they don't know anything about film,
Okay.
about crew, nothing. It was just ever since I could talk, I was like, nope, I'm gonna be like a singer and an actress. I'm gonna be a singer and an actress. And then as I got a little bit older, I was like, okay, I just want to start as acting. Like, I see all these Disney Channel actors, and they start as acting, and then they build singing careers from there. So that's what I was
You
just.
want to be like Hannah Montana or what?
Exactly. Yes. I'm actually currently rewatching Hannah Montana.
Sweet, sweet. So it was always your dream job to do this?
Absolutely,
So
yeah.
there
And
was no
I.
plan B?
No, I mean, I went to
Okay.
university studying psychology just in case, like, oh, maybe I'll go into like therapy and do that. And then as soon as I started that, I was like, I hate it here. I'm not happy. I'm just gonna. If I don't have a plan B, that means plan A has to work, right?
Yeah, so you're great self-confident in that. That's not the best part to have a plan B sometimes, because it makes you weak and sometimes an insecure often in a plan E. So
Yeah.
I totally understand you, and so far it worked out, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
When did you get your first vertical? Last year? Or when was your
Ooh.
first vertical?
My first vertical was when I was 19. So I guess it would have been last spring was my first vertical, like around April of
What was your
last year.
first vertical?
It was one of the first verticals in Vancouver, actually, to ever be made, and it was called Slay Queen's Second Life. When we were filming it, it was called Marry My Husband Jinx, and then when it came out, it was Slay Queen's Second Life.
Which
But
platform?
oh, I have no clue. I don't think any of us really knew because we didn't know what verticals were at the time, so we just went like, oh, it's an acting job, like, oh, it's going online.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
And do you
And
live in Vancouver?
yeah, born and
Are
raised in
you?
Vancouver, but it's huge in Vancouver as well.
Yeah, I saw at WordFest the panel for Vancouver with Nick Westaway, and
Oh, nice.
yeah, Kirby Elwood was also in it because she shot a lot in Vancouver. And
Oh,
this
yeah, she's
Vancouver
up there.
area is growing in the vertical industry, isn't it?
Absolutely. It was really big, again, like last summer and then throughout the spring. Now it's getting a bit too expensive for them to film here. So a lot of them are heading back to LA. But we still have the big platforms that are filming here.
But I had a talk to Michael Vaccaro, and he told me that it's getting also really expensive in LA too. So that's the reason
Oh.
why a lot moved to Europe to
Oh.
make this. In Turkey, in Istanbul, there were a lot of verticals made at the moment, and Lithuania and London and So Michael told me that Los Angeles is also getting really expensive for this vertical space, and that it's kind of moving forward to get new, I don't know, new countries to film. Have you ever been in Europe for filming a vertical?
I have not. I want to so bad though. Hopefully, like as the years go on, like more it'll be more accessible to union actors, of course. I know North America's making our own platforms right now. So then it will be cheaper to film here, I guess, because the taxes are easier. And then eventually the European productions will do some like union deals, and then we could go over there and do it.
When you did your first vertical and it was so shortened in time of filming and a lot of pages every day, was it easy for you to get this whole text and so on in this short period of time?
I mean, my first vertical role was fairly small. I played like the little sister of the lead guy. So just I'd show up, I'd have a few scenes. It was great. My first lead role though, I printed out the whole like 120 page script and spent the week ahead just like highlight. I memorized all 120 pages so that when I showed up to set, I just had it all. All the other actors thought I was crazy. They're like, "What do you mean you memorized the whole thing?" And I was like, "I didn't want to not like have it in my brain just in case I forgot." So that kind of set me up for the other ones to be like, okay, I don't need to memorize the whole 120 page script in one sitting.
You
And then you
did a
just learn
lot
to
of
memorize
night
them just fine.
shifters. Night
Yeah.
shifters, coffee, or in the US, it's also the Celsius. Are you also Celsius addicted?
I
You
love
don't
ghost
get it
energy
here in
drinks.
Germany. And
Really?
no. Here you can't get Celsius. And I think it's in whole Europe, not. But you can't
That's
get it.
crazy.
You
I
can't
mean,
get it.
we could get it in Canada, but it's less caffeine for us. We have like rules and regulations around how much caffeine we can have in our cans. So I know it's so sad.
Okay. No, here it's more the Red Bull and the Rockstar
Oh, that's fair, yeah.
institution, but because of energy drinks. So, when you book a role, how many time is there left to get this whole role feeling before the production starts?
It always depends on the production. So with verticals, sometimes it's a week before, and sometimes it's like a day before where they go, okay, we need you, you're booked, we need you on set next week. Union projects can range between like I think one time I had a month, like I found out I booked it and then it wasn't filming for another month, so I had lots of time to kind of prepare. That role required a lot of contortion too, so I was like, okay, time to learn how to like do a back bridge again and have time to stretch. But yeah, other times it's just, okay, we need you on set tomorrow. And it's like, oh, okay, cool.
I'll be there, I think.
I think I'll try.
Did you ever reject a role?
I have, especially now with like the verticals not being union yet, I keep getting offered like, oh, we want to book you for this one, we want to book you for that one, and we want to book you for that one. I'm like, oh, cool, can you sign the union agreements and make like a union deal? And they go, oh, like, no, but can you still do it? Like, we won't tell anyone. And it's like, no, then I can't do it if it's not union. Like I'm gonna get flagged for that and I could lose my career.
What's this kind of union
It's
exactly?
the actors union, so it's very much like all your big productions like Netflix, any network television, Prime, those are all gonna be union. So it just there's more rules, there's more regulations, more safety measures in place for actors. And like whereas verticals are very like quick, short, get it out as fast as you can, make the production. So the more verticals have grown in popularity, the more people are working towards making them union. Like I'm in talks with a production company right now in Toronto who's doing a like one of the first union ones. So I might be getting an audition for that one soon. We're trying in Vancouver, but the platforms have issues with the buyouts and residuals that are required with a union contract.
Okay.
It's
So is it
slow, but
more a
it's
Canadian thing at the moment, or is this union thing also at LA and New
it's a
York?
North American thing. So in like Canada, we have UBCP and ACTRA, and then in America, there's SAG and AFTRA. So they're both
Okay.
unions. Iceland has a union. I'm pretty sure there's an actors union in Europe, but not as intense as ours in North America. Like there's a lot more rules for us.
Okay. And you have to play after the rules. You're automatically in this union, or you can
No.
decide, yes, I want to be part of this union or not.
That's where it gets tricky because we have if you book three, like you need credits to join the union. So if you
Okay.
do a union role, you get a credit. Every week you get a credit. So usually for actors, it takes quite a few years to build up these credits, and then it's like an award when you get to join the union. Like finally, I have three credits. I'm gonna join the union, and then it makes it easier to book more stuff after that.
Okay.
I was able to just book like union job after union job after union job within the span of a year. So I had to join. And essentially they told me like, okay, you
Okay.
have all your credits. You either join the union now or we're gonna stop sending you any auditions. So I had to
Wow.
choose like, do I want to join the union and like follow my dreams of being on Netflix, being on Prime, like continuing to do the movies in theaters, or do I want to not join the union and just do verticals? And after a lot of like deliberation on that, I decided to join the union, which now I can't really leave the union without going through like 10,000 hoops to get back in.
Okay, I understand. And so are you doing at the moment more vertical or more other film stuff?
Right now, it's fairly quiet. I can't do any verticals. So now it's just auditioning for union stuff and feature films.
What kind of films?
There's one I just auditioned for yesterday. I'm really hoping to get it. It's like this really cool drama about snowmobiling. It's I'm gonna be filming in Manitoba in Canada in like the coldest months of the year there. But it's like a heavy drama. It has like action stunts. The storyline has almost like a vertical twist to it too, like with the drama levels.
Okay.
So I just auditioned for that one, and yeah, I posted like a little clip of that audition on my story, and I tagged the production company and the producers in it, and they saw it. So I'm hoping that casting then sends my tape to them or that they request casting to see the tape. But
Oh, hopefully.
hopefully.
Verticals. I know it's so popping up right now. Do you watch your verticals when they're finished and get out?
Sometimes I watch clips of them. Like, I've always been not one to want to watch myself in anything. Like, I don't know, I find it like so like ew. So when Mafia's Tender Torture, when that like reached top charts, I was like, okay, like I kind of want to see what this is about. Like, why are people so drawn to it? So I watched the first few episodes and I was like, okay, cool, like that's really cool, I love it. And then every once in a while, if I send an audition that requires like a demo reel, so they'll be like, oh, can we see you doing a dramatic scene from a demo or a comedic scene? I'll go through Mafia's Tender Torture again, pick out those scenes, watch them, screen record them, and then send them off. So I've seen bits and pieces, but I don't think I've actually seen a whole vertical that I'm in.
Do you watch other verticals where you're not in?
Rarely. I rarely do. I already spend so much time on my phone as it is. And I've always been a fan of like the traditional media still with like the horizontal screen and like episodes and
Are you
so.
that kind of type who goes to cinema
I am. I love the movies.
with popcorn and this whole cinema thing?
Yeah, and then our cinemas have arcades in them too. Do your guys is yeah, so you always go like an hour or two early, you play a bunch of games, you win prizes, and then you go watch your movie. It's a whole day of it. Love that.
It's kind of how do you say it? It's kind of a complete tradition to do.
Yeah, it's an
Meet with
expensive one, but
friends. I don't know how expensive it's in Canada, but here in Germany there is not so many cinemas anymore. It's streaming. It's always streaming, you know? And
Everything's on the phone now.
yeah. So what kind of films you love to watch in
I
private?
love, honestly, I go through phases. Like right now, for some reason, I'm just rewatching all my old favorite Disney Channel like series. So
Really?
Hannah Montana, I'm rewatching Totally Spies, which was like a cartoon from when I was a kid. Good Luck Charlie, like all of those. I love 80s and 90s movies. Like those will always be kind of like 80s, 90s, early 2000s, like ideal, like golden age for me. I watch newer movies, like comedies. I've acted in a few horror movies. I don't necessarily watch the horror movies all
Oh,
the time.
I don't like horror movies because
Yeah, they're super
sometimes,
fun to act in, but to watch them, it's like, ugh.
yeah, sometimes I watch. A friend of mine said, "Oh, you have to watch this movie," and we watched it together, and I couldn't sleep the whole night because I was so nah. Because
It's
I
so
live alone.
familiar.
I live alone in my house.
Oh.
Okay, I have two dogs and five chicken, but they are not really helpful if I would get raped. So, and when you live alone in a house and there's anywhere any noise, it was so not good.
Yeah. I know, right? Like I live in like a my parents' basement suite, so I'm fairly comfortable here, but like Evan Bassick, you guys like everyone knows Evan. He when he sleeps over and stuff, he gets creeped out in my house and he's like, "Oh, like I heard a noise." And it's like, "Well, how does this make noise?" Like
Come on. He really he freaks out. He
he's
looks like a
scared in my
really
house at
tough
night.
guy.
I know. He was telling our friends. He was like, "Yeah, like her house is kind of scary at night." I'm like, "It's not that scary."
So tough and so strict. Huh.
Yeah.
He's not.
He's
He's weak
not all the
inside.
time.
You will tell me he's weak inside.
He's not weak inside. He gets the heebie-jeebies from like empty houses or like noises in the middle of the night.
So, but can he watch horror films? No.
He doesn't watch a lot of movies, actually. I've been trying to get him to watch movies. I think actually a group of the Vertical Boys are going to see The Conjuring on ne this week and next week. Yeah, so a group of them
Okay.
are going to the theaters to watch The Conjuring, which is really cool. But
Yeah, to be honest, I like more the serious stuff.
yeah, me too. Like dramas.
Mostly I like the classic sitcom like Big Bang Theory and something
Oh,
like
okay.
that, you know, because it's for me when I watch something, it's for me it's important to get really entertained, to don't have to think much about the story and not too complicated, but not too less in kind of story. That's why I got in the last time a little bit problems with the verticals. I like them, but I started watching verticals in 2023, and now
Oh.
I have the feeling that the stories, it's not always the same, but really often, you
There's so
know.
many repeat scripts. Like the amount of times that I've gotten a script and I'm like, I literally just did the script but named a different character.
And you saw it so often in the last weeks or month that the totally exactly story was made with a different cast and a different title, but in the end it was totally the same.
Yeah, well, what they were doing in like around Vancouver, at least I know last summer, is they would take a script of like a really popular one that did well in Asia. They would translate it to English, but then they would add different tropes. So they would have the script and
Okay.
then they would make a werewolf version, a vampire version, an American version, and then like a billionaire version.
Also,
And then
always the same story?
same exact script, just different tropes. And then they would send off these five different versions of it to the five different production companies around Vancouver, and then they would all film them around the same time, all send them back to that like platform, and then the platform would
Yeah.
just release them at different times.
Really? Oh, come
Yeah.
on.
I did one where it was I played like just a small day player role on the show, as like the clothing designer or whatever, and then the next week I booked that exact same show but the werewolf version as the lead, and it was like, oh wait, I just did this scene but now I'm the reverse character. Like
So you don't have to learn the text anymore. You got it or what? Oh,
you pretty much got it
that's
by
not
that
so
point.
bad to
Yeah.
book. But question, Is it challenging then? No. Is it interesting for you as an actor to play every time the same shit sometimes? Sorry for saying that, but.
Yeah, I know, like I make fun of Evan a lot when he's like, "Oh yeah, I got another vertical next week." And I'm like, "Oh, let me guess, you're a CEO. You're which CEO again?" He's
You're a
like,
mafia,
"Nah.
you're CEO, what
You're
are you?
mafia, you're a CEO. The girl's getting slapped, yeah. Okay, have fun on that."
Oh
But
yeah, stop a bad stepmom, bad stepsister. Is anybody get kidnapped?
always a bad stepmom. Always somebody getting kidnapped. Whose kid is it now? Let me guess, you ran away with the kid
Yeah.
for 6 years.
And do you know what I find totally ridiculous is the story. Two people are getting married. They maybe meet at a city hall, but not sure. Then some part of these two are apart for 5 years, then they came back, they work in the same company, and they didn't even recognize each other.
No,
Come
of
on.
course.
What
It's like,
happened?
like 5 years. You don't completely shape shift.
Maybe.
And there's like the
Maybe.
dramatic like locking of the eyes and like, oh my gosh, it's been so long. But
Yeah, that's a kind of for me as an audience of this story, it happened the last weeks sometimes that I turn it off, that I didn't watch
yeah.
it till the end.
I
So
think there's gonna be a shift soon. Like as soon as like Hollywood kind of gets a handle on the vertical space, there's gonna be a lot more scripts like written by like young talent, written by like Vancouver locals, LA locals, and then those will be turned into verticals. We just need to work on building the North American platforms to do so. So there will be a shift coming within the next year or two where there's gonna
do
be
you
all
think
original
that it will
stories.
come?
Oh yeah, 100%. It's already starting. It's just very hard to kind of get the resources and the funding to build our own platforms.
Do you
So.
think that there is will be then more genres?
Absolutely, yeah. I know they're already starting to make Christmas themed ones now around
I
Vancouver.
love Christmas verticals. There were not many, but I totally love them. There was one vertical. It was very early when I started watching with Cayman Cardiff. It was called, I don't know, Santa, please send me a husband or something like this. It was also with billionaire and stuff, yeah. But oh, I love this Christmas theme. I really loved it because it was released nearly before Christmas, and it has always this Christmas music and makes you kind of Christmas. I loved it.
Yeah, it's happy,
But
so
there are not so many with
not
the
many right
Christmas.
now, but they're starting a lot this month and next month. They'll be filming a bunch, according to the sources that I have around
Yeah,
Vancouver.
but to be honest, can you make a Christmas vertical realistic without snow?
Well, we usually get snow, not much snow this time of year though. So it'll probably a
This
lot
year,
be like
did this year,
inside.
this time already snow?
No,
No.
not in Vancouver at least. I know like other parts of Canada have some snow right now. And they'll have like ice storms still, and in August they'll have like an ice storm. But
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
because I'm the kind of person Christmas, you know, needs snow.
You need snow. So you can either
It's
fake snow or something.
yeah, when or if you see Christmas vertical when it's over 30 degrees, oh come on, not
I
really.
know.
Not really. I live here in a countryside. We have a lot of snow in winter, really a lot of snow. Mostly it started at the beginning of November. We have the most snow in January, something like that. And
Yeah.
then we have nearly minus 20 degrees. So you have this whole jacket and the gloves, and that's for me winter feeling. But it's not winter feeling when I see it's hot. They have tops or shirts on. No,
I
no.
know. Well, it's also the opposite too sometimes. It's like I know we've been filming a vertical and it's supposed to be based like in the city in the summer, but we were filming it in January, so there's snow and it's freezing cold.
Oh,
And there's a
shit.
couple of scenes where like I have my hands so far shoved in my pockets, like clenched, shivering, and then they're like action. It's like okay. And then oh, we'll start like
Hello,
oh my
I
god.
love this job.
We'll film the scene, like the beginning of the scene, me getting in the car, it's sunny out. But then, of course, like the end of that scene, we'll end up filming like a week later, and there's snow on the ground. So I'm getting in the car in the sun, and then all of a sudden, I'm getting out of the car and there's snow.
Yeah, time
And
shifting.
And I mean, nobody caught that, but it was just so funny, like behind the scenes, just be
Magical.
like,
Hayley, magical.
so magical, a snowfall in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but there are some seams in the verticals where it doesn't fit. Where you exactly see, okay, they were filmed at total different days because it starts with, for example, the tie. When he enters the room, he has a red tie on. And in the next scene where you see him from the other point of the room, it's a blue tie. Eh? What? How did it happen?
We had that actually on Mafia Center Torture. There's a scene like that, and I don't know if anybody caught it, but like we're all at the dinner table. It's like Vesper, Raymond, and Colton. We're sitting having dinner. My character gets sick. She goes to throw up, and then she like storms out of the room, and she's in like a one dress, leaves the room, completely different dress in the next cutaway. And it's because we filmed them 2 different days, but it was so late at night that we just like somehow didn't catch that it was supposed to be a continuous scene. And it like watching it from my perspective, it's like, oh my gosh, because it goes from like hair down, normal like skirt, like green skirt, white shirt, and then I'm in like this lemon dress with my hair in a ponytail. It's like, I walked through a doorway. Like
Whose job is this to coordinate this? Maybe
it's
it's
kind of like when it's that late, it's on like everyone to kind of look through and check that. Like there's people rushing everywhere, so it's easy for it to happen, but everyone kind of has to be on guard. Like we've had some crew members be like, in the scene just before this actress was supposed to be in this outfit, and then everybody's like, oh, wait, okay, pause, go change her and then come back. So
Shit.
everybody's very on it now.
Yeah. What's so interesting for you to doing this vertical than doing a film?
I
What
think.
makes it? Because I always hear, well, it's really stressful. We have to do it in short time. We have to learn as much text. So, but what's the thing you say exactly that's the reason I want to do it?
It's the adrenaline, like verticals and like horizontals. It's weird calling them horizontals, but they're such different worlds. And of course, like when I'm on the set of like a big production, A24, like stuff like that, I feel more like there's more love in the air, there's more like passion and creativity, like it's a higher energy in the air. So that's why I want to stick to more like the traditional media stuff. But vertical sets are more fun. It's more chaos. Like everybody gets a lot closer a lot faster because not only is it a smaller crew, but you're together like all these scenes in a row, almost like trauma bonding, because it's like, okay, we have 16 pages to shoot in 12 hours. Whereas in a horizontal, you'd shoot 4 pages in 12 hours. So it's the chaos that kind of like brings everybody together, and then it's the adrenaline. Like as soon as it's over, you're like, okay, I want to do it again. But
Is
during
it
it, you're like, oh my God, I'm never gonna
exhausting?
do it. It can be exhausting, yes. Because you're just scene after scene after scene. And if you're the lead, you're in almost every scene. So it's like, okay, what are my lines for this one? You look at your phone, you read them, it's like, okay, let's do it. You say it, and it's like, okay, next scene. Like sometimes you don't even have time for a second take. It's just one take, wonder, next scene, one take, next scene. And
So when a
it's like,
project is
ooh.
finished and you have 7 or 8 days, this adrenaline kick, and you have then a one day off.
Yeah, a lot of the time actors are getting sick, I've noticed. Like they have all this going, like the stress, the pressure and everything, and then as soon as they have time off, they crash, they get sick because their body's finally like, okay, I can afford to be sick. But I know in like Evan's case, he's booking vertical, 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 like back to back with one day off in between. So he's just go, 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 go. And yeah, I always
Do you
make sure I
think
have
that's
like,
healthy?
I don't think it's necessarily healthy, but I mean, for the love of the job, you do it. I always make sure I have like fresh baked goods on the counter for him when he comes home so he can just
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I make like protein treats for him, like protein muffins, because he's like
Yeah,
big gym guy.
I think that's important that you take care of yourself. That you're
Absolutely.
not gonna start rolling and rolling and rolling. Because for me, it's hard to imagine that when you come home, you can totally switch off and chill down. Because I think that you're gonna, okay, so that was today. Check what's tomorrow. I have to read the
Oh,
text, and
yeah.
then you're reading 2 hours text, and then you go to sleep. Is it then possible to switch off and your thoughts and said,
No,
okay,
in vertical world,
check.
no. Like, and that's why it's good that they're only like 7 to 8 day shoots, is because you know that for those 8 days, you're not going to get any like quiet time, downtime, reflection time. You just go for those 8 days, and then you could take time off after that to kind of like relax. Whereas like union projects, sometimes you'll be like filming like these four scenes for a day. That's easy, it's slow, you get that done. And then you go home, you have like quite a few hours in between, and then sometimes you'll have a few days in between before you're back on set, and it's a lot more better on the mental health almost.
Is it good that your partner is doing the same job as you so that there is more understanding for the situation for each other? If you come home and maybe you are totally, oh, talk to me, don't talk to me. I'm totally,
Yeah, I know there's this saying like, oh, never date an actor, never date an actor. But I think when you are an actor, you can only really date actors
Yeah,
because we
because you don't have
understand
free
each other.
time or
You don't have
do
free time. And then, especially like the world of acting, too, it can be so tricky where like you have different love interests, you're on set with all these other people. So you need someone that understands, like, okay, it's just a job, it's just the industry. And then me and Evan, like we've been together for over a year now, we understand each other's like triggers and what to do, what not to do. Like he understands that sometimes I just need complete silence. Like I'll just need to like go in another room and have like me time. And he's just like, okay, like come back when you're done. Like,
May I ask a question? Is it hard when you got a role where you have to kiss another man?
see, I haven't done that yet since me and Evan have been together. Like all my love interests have been him playing it. He's done it 100 times now where he's like kissing another girl in a scene. At first, it caused a lot of arguments between us, and then like he would notice I would get really quiet or distant, and then right away he'd be like, okay, no, like he'd come back and be like, okay, no, like trust me, there's nothing, it's fine. And he's like
It's a
very good at
job.
reassuring me. It's a job. And now it's just like it's another vertical. Like I trust him fully. I know that he's like not flirting with anyone,
So I
and
think
he
it's really good that you're also an actor so that you can understand that it's playing a role.
Yeah, it's a job, it's a paycheck. There's like a whole crew behind the camera. It's not like he's alone with someone in a room. Like,
I think it's not really intimidating, or isn't it on set?
no,
Because
but
I
I think.
spoke to Roberta Sparta from Sparta Productions, and she told me that she has every time nearly about 20 people in her team. And I thought, okay, so in one room, 20 people?
Yeah. Well, like that's on a vertical set. On a union set, there could be anywhere between like 50 to 100 crew members on the set at any given time. Yeah.
Oh,
So
holy shit. So
that's
is
why
there.
horror movies are not scary to film, because yeah, it's like you're in this intense scene, you're fighting, you're screaming, but then you like look to the side, there's like a whole crew of like lighting guys standing there, and it's, yeah.
And has it happened that you couldn't get along with someone on set where you thought, oh, come on, not this person. Oh, shit.
I have had that, yes, where it's just like, oh, I'm not a fan of this person, but oh well,
Was it
I
a
guess
vertical?
it's.
So you can say, okay, 7 days and then I'm out. I don't have to
Yep.
see this person again.
A lot of the times, like when you go onto a set, like you just, it is what it is. You play nice, you talk to each other, but at the end of the day, like you know you're just mutual, so it's just like, okay, yeah, we're gonna get along for this set. We don't have to be friends after this. Like, we're just gonna go our separate ways, whatever. But yeah.
When you book a role, maybe your lead, when you booked your lead role, when did you know who's gonna be your co-star?
Usually you find out like during the table read for like me and Evan with Mafia Center Torture. Like we
When
already knew each
is the
other
table read?
the night before. So the
Oh
night before the
shit.
first day,
Okay,
then you find
so
out like who's in it. But for me and Evan, like booking the lead roles, it's we would audition together. So we were like being sold to these platforms almost as like a package deal. And then they'd be like, oh yeah, we're having Haley and Evan. So
A
then we knew that
package.
each other was, oh yeah, they were fully pitching us as like, you get Haley and Evan. And the platforms would ask, like, no, we want both of them. So sometimes it would be like, oh well, one of them's not available. And the platform would be like, no, make both of them available, get them both. And then when I had to stop doing the verticals, all the platforms got like really mad because they were like, but Haley never like this package deal now. Like we need both. So then the platforms are like, "Oh, well, can you just like secretly do a vertical for us?" And it's like, "No, I can't just secretly do a vertical." Like,
Two in one.
yeah, we
Book
were
one,
fully
get the
like,
second one
they
for
were being,
free.
yeah, they were pitching us as like, we go together and then we're the two leads and
How many
that.
verticals did you to do together?
We led three or four together, but total being in together, maybe about six.
How many verticals have you done so far?
I did, before I had to stop, I think I did about 17. And then I had to
Okay.
stop them, but
Yeah, but I have to stop them right now
yeah.
also.
So I just had to put a pause on them for now until they become union. So I haven't done
Okay.
vertical since January, maybe early February, and then haven't done any since. But I'm hoping like 2026 there's going to be some union vertical, so I'll get back into it next year for sure.
Okay.
But yeah.
So for this year, it's more classic filming.
Traditional stuff, yeah. And then I've been
Is
doing a lot
it?
of crew work on verticals actually. So I've been assistant director on four
Ah,
verticals.
okay.
Yeah, and then I
Okay.
did assistant sound on a vertical. I did set deck. I've worked like
How is it to
camera.
be behind the camera and see how the verticals are done?
It's fun. It's honestly so fun because like I of course I prefer acting. I prefer being in front of the camera, but when you're assistant directing, like it's just a whole different level of respect you get almost because people kind of like look to you like, "Okay, what do we do next?" And then you're like running over, "Okay, this is the group of BGs. I'm gonna put you all here," like learning everybody's names, getting them to fill out forms. You're designing the shot list for the next day. So you're like, "Okay, this location, we're doing these scenes, and then this location, we're doing these scenes." So you're a lot more hands-on. You're having a lot of meetings with like the other departments and the crew. It's a very cool experience that I'm very grateful for because if I hadn't had to stop acting in the verticals, I would have never done crew work. So I'm
Yes,
very
yes.
grateful for it, but it's a whole different ball game when you're a crew.
Will you stop the crew thing when you can get back in front of cameras, or do you say, oh no, that's also some nice experience I want to get more into?
I might continue to do it, but of course I prefer acting. So if I ever have like another really slow period where I'm like, okay, like I really need money, I'll go back to crew. But
So
honestly,
that's a plan
crew,
B
like
now.
yeah, kind of, I guess. But
Maybe.
well, my plan B would probably be just doing verticals full time, but plan A is certainly like union work, Netflix, Prime, network
Yeah,
television.
yeah. I think if you're doing only vertical, you got kind of pickled, isn't?
Yeah, you're if I choose to do only verticals, then I'm stuck doing only verticals forever.
Do you think the future of the verticals has just started?
Oh, for sure. Like,
Or is it so kind of one hit wonder for a few years and then it's gonna break down because all the billionaires and stories like that are so overblown that nobody want to watch it anymore?
actually, yeah, you bring up a good point. Like, it's something that nobody really knows. Like, as of right now, they're fairly new to North America, so the trajectory is like going up and up and up. So people are kind of assuming that it's just going to get more popular. The more people are like commuting, they're on their phones watching them. They're gaining a lot of popularity, but yeah, like you said, people could eventually get bored of the storyline and then it kind of plateaus and then kind of Union World takes over again and people are missing the theaters, missing the big
Yeah,
cinema, the
yeah.
big productions. So it's unpredictable. It's
Here
nobody
in
knows right now.
Germany, verticals are not very common. If I'm talking about verticals, nobody understands. What? What are you talking about? Hey?
Yeah, like what's a vertical?
Yeah. And when you say, listen, it's a kind of streaming on the handy. That's because of what. So, huh? Okay. So it you have every time you have to explain it. And then I thought, okay, so let's do an open podcast only about verticals because and in English, so this whole vertical community can take part and be part of it. Also fans, directors, something like that. Maybe we can reach more people out that they understand the whole picture of the vertical because every time I'm talking to different actors, director, I had a talk with a fan who's running a fandom. Every time has different views of this whole situation and
Yeah.
gives you another information that I didn't know even. And so for me, it's really interesting to get so many people to talk to because I didn't know about this union, you told me. And so that's the reason why I did, or why I started now this whole thing, because I think it's such a big community and such a big world now where everybody is right at the moment searching for his own situation where to fit in this whole vertical project. So for me, it's totally interesting to hear from person who are doing both the horizontal and the vertical, what's the different, okay, the time and the speed, but what makes both worlds so interesting to do it? And why are there actors who giving themselves this stressful time on a vertical set when they could book a horizontal where it's more chilled? So
Well,
that's
that's the thing. It's very, very difficult to book horizontals now. Like verticals are very much the stepping stone. So any actors starting out, they're gonna want to start in verticals now because they're very easy to book. They're cheap. It's like for the beginners. Like it's like a crash course to acting. And then horizontals are like expert level, very difficult to book nowadays. But
okay.
it's like you were saying, everybody has a different perspective on verticals. Because if you're talking to like vertical actors in the vertical community, they're like, oh yeah, I know this and this and this. But then I've had it where I'm on union sets and I'm like, oh yeah, like I used to do verticals. And they go, what's a vertical? Like nobody in the union really knows what it is. And I'm like, oh yeah, like I miss them a lot. And like the union actors like, why? Like, why would you want to go back to that? Like you're up here now. Like it's but yeah, it's a whole different form of media now that either you know a lot about or you know nothing about. And like from your experience, like are there any verticals originally made in German or are they just dubbed? No? Okay. Because I know they've been like taking American verticals and then like subtitles or having like it dubbed over in Spanish or dubbed over in
Really,
like another
there are
language.
some verticals, I think it's on Real Short, with us synchronized in German, but it's so bad. Oh, come on. It sounds like an AI voice, you know, and it's, oh, come on, it's so without emotions in this. Oh, it's so bad. I only watch verticals in English, in the origin, without subtitles. Anyone, I told Roberta, I don't even watch the Asian ones you can watch on Real Short and so on, because when the origin language is Chinese, for me, it's totally exhausting to watch them to when I have to read the subtitles and to get the story, and that doesn't catch me. I only watch these English versions. So in Germany, I know there is no kind of production for this space because I think it hasn't reached Germany really yet.
Yeah, I think it probably will. Like, it seems like there's a whole new, like, untapped market that they're gonna try to expand to where they can make them in
Yeah, I
German and then
think
they'll learn
Europe
that.
is getting more and more into verticals because it formally started with filming at Turkey. Then it started again with filming in London, in England. Then there was the first verticals with snow in Lithuania because they did Christmas verticals and they need the whole weather situation more. And then they started filming some of them in Lithuania. And then I saw, for example, in Lithuania, there was filmed a Christmas vertical with Casey Esser. So, and I said, come on, are they really flying them over for doing a 7 day shot? And now Roberta from Spada Productions told me she will do next week a vertical in Italy. So Italy will be the next step because I don't know if you saw it, Adam Santa Cruz and Eric Guillemette and so on. No, not Eric Guillemette, Adam Santa Cruz and the Noemi Sky. They're doing this Vino, which was scripted by Adam Santa Cruz and his brother. They were at Tuscany to film it also. So I think personally, Italy will get really more into vertical film because the area is so beautiful in Italy, really.
Oh my gosh,
And they have really good spaces where you can get snow, where you could get sunshine, where you have some water, beaches, and but you can have also really great landscapes like the Tuscany. So I personally think that filming in Europe is getting more and more interesting at the end of this year and maybe next year. So there will be, I think, more improvement in kind of filming outside the US. And maybe then it will reach a bit more Europe, this whole vertical things.
Yeah, I
So,
mean, I'd love to see like a French vertical, like filmed in French too. Like that would be super cool.
I no, I right at the moment, I think in Europe there is only UK, Lithuania, Italy, and Turkey where the spots are.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Maybe it's getting more and more because I think this whole thing has just started. But to be honest, they have to improve the stories to keep this going because it doesn't matter if you have a billionaire in Italy or in LA. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah, it's the same story no matter what color like the sky is in the back, if it's cloudy, if it's not, if there's like palm trees or not.
yeah. So
So
I think we will see. So maybe you will come to Europe also.
Yeah, I mean hopefully. I know it's certainly cheaper for them to film out there. They're shooting a lot of union stuff out there too, like Europe-wise. I know I went out for like the new Tangled live action movie. They had me audition for Rapunzel, and that was scheduled to film in Europe. The production has since been canceled. There's a lot of like uproar about kind of casting, so they stopped it, but that'd be really cool if they picked it back up again. And
Have you ever been to Europe?
I have not.
Oh,
I
come
really want
on.
to. I know. My
Okay,
whole
you're still
family's
so
from Europe.
young. Okay, you're
Yeah.
so young. You have enough time to do it. Did you ever went to China filming?
No, I
Or
haven't.
where are they filming? Oh, Vietnam. Vietnam and China. I saw they are also filming verticals.
They film a lot out there. Like, I know Nick Westaway, he's been flown out to China. Like Nick and Kirby went together a few times to China to film, and he enjoys it. He's also Australian, so it's a lot easier for him to go film in China with the whole visa thing.
Yeah.
I've never left North America personally, but hopefully within the
Yeah,
next year I'll
hopefully.
get to.
Yeah, hopefully. So we need improvement to get to you to Europe.
Yeah, we need to make them union in order for me to be able to travel and go out there. But
Yeah, I have one last question before I want to do the 5-question quickie with you.
yeah.
What do you think what acting brings you for your personal life, for your development in character and something like that?
Yeah. Ooh. It's hard because it's something that's just been like so ingrained in my soul that like I want to do this. I want to be in that space. There's just something about being on a film set in that energy with just like other actors, other crew. It's such a creative energy that feels so good. And then also it's like creating an art piece. Like why do painters paint? It's because like once like the process is fun and then once you're finished, it's like, wow, look at this. It's like that's why actors want to act. They get to create this whole different character that's separate from themselves and live out these fantasy lives that they wouldn't otherwise get to live in their regular life. So you go from just being like a regular person, but then you're playing this superhero or a wizard or like a mafia boss, like in this fantasy world, and just stepping outside of yourself, creating something beautiful that then people enjoy, and you're bringing this happiness and adventure to other people and allowing them to have that escape once it comes out. So it's a bunch of different good feelings from every step of the process.
Is it sometimes challenging? Some kind
Yes.
of role? Is it challenging so that you need special preparation to get into this role
A
mentally?
lot of like there's heavy scenes. Like I've had to do a lot of like assault scenes or like fighting scenes where it does cause a lot of like emotion and like your subconscious. The funny thing about that, like since I've studied psychology and stuff, your subconscious doesn't know the difference between what's real and then what you're telling it. So when you're doing these scenes where you're crying and you're fighting, your subconscious just goes, oh, I'm crying and fighting, there must be something wrong. And then for like a few minutes or even an hour after that scene, you're like having a hard time shaking it and you're like, wow, I'm having a great day. Like, I wonder why I feel this way. It's because your subconscious doesn't know that you're acting. It just thinks that, okay, wow, I actually did just get covered in blood. I just had a
Yeah,
fight with
yeah.
someone. So
Okay. Really interesting. So let's see how your way goes. in this whole crazy spirit. I'm asking every time, every episode at the end, the five quickie question. And I love to cook, and food is, I think, some happy making thing in life and essentially needed to to live. So what's your kind of favorite dish?
Ooh,
What
I'm
makes
very
you
much,
happy in eating?
yeah, I'm very into health and nutrition. Like I weight lift a lot, so anything high protein. Right now, though, any form of eggs, like any way that you can cook an egg, I'm obsessed with. So like sunny side up, hard boiled. I love when like a runny yolk on toast. Like that is my go-to right now.
Okay.
But I also have such a sweet tooth. So even though I like very into like healthy eating protein, if you offer me a sweet treat, I'm gonna say yes.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, cinnamon buns. I used to work at a candy store, so there's like chocolates and fudges, like
Oh. Oh, that's nice. What's your favorite film, actually?
I have quite a few. I'll always like live for the Back to the Future movies, like one, two, and three. Iconic.
I
Mamma
never saw
Mia.
once of this.
You have to watch Back to the Future. It is a classic. I
Okay.
love musicals. Any form of musical, just like instantly it's that dopamine. So like High School Musical, Mamma Mia.
Oh,
And
Mamma
then I
Mia,
love
it's really great.
Mamma Mia, yeah. And then like dramatic TV series, like young adult TV series. So Vampire Diaries, The 100, Supernatural. Like that's
So you're really kind of each stuff like
Yeah, I don't
you, how
necessarily
is
just
your
make that.
mood? You're watching this stuff and then okay, good. And your favorite song, what brings you in a good mood? What can you turn really loud and sing and dance to your apartment?
It depends on the type of day. If I'm driving at night, I'm listening to the most like dubstep techno version of a song, like heavy beats or like super emotional, like scream cry in the car, only when it's dark and I'm driving home. Like that's the
So you're doing a
highway.
little bit carpool karaoke then, or what?
A little bit, yeah. Other than that, like I'm a sucker for like Frank Sinatra, Elvis, like the
That's
50s
nice.
classics. Yeah, that's my go-to to just put me in a good mood and
Yeah, that's nice. What's your favorite vertical?
Mafia Center Torture. That is the one that gave me my start as an actor to really like boost my confidence and my career to be like, okay, wow, I am meant to be in this space. Like people are taking to me really well.
So you felt after this, yeah, that's exactly the place I want to be.
Yep, Mafia Center Torture was my first lead role too, and it was
Yeah,
just
okay, so
this
that you
something
never
that I'll always
forget.
hold close to my heart, like that crew, the cast, everything.
Oh, that's really nice. What do you think, what kind of genre is more needed in verticals, or maybe new needed in verticals?
I think we need to take a break from the whole CEO meets helpless woman trope. It'd be really cool to see more like magical related ones, but not like terrible CGI, like more kind of witchy Vampire Diaries style, like dramatic and also comedic. There's not enough comedic verticals.
It's everyone I ask right now, everyone said we need more comedy in the
Yeah.
verticals.
Well, the thing is, we made one in Vancouver. I was the assistant director on it. Evan was the lead. It was a comedy. It was supposed to be a comedy. So the script was very like comedic based. We had a lot of jokes in there. We were throwing in jokes. But when we sent it to the editors in the platform, they took out all the comedy and made it a
Oh
drama. And it was
no.
like, why did we add all these jokes if they're just gonna cut them?
That's shit.
So,
No,
yeah.
I really would see more comedies. Also, I talked to Nick Westway in WordFest. We need a Western with this whole saloon and
That would
horse
be,
riding desert
yeah.
style.
Well, Nick just did a pirate one. I don't know if
Yeah.
he, yeah. So he was telling me about that one
I
and
got today the message that tomorrow is the trailer coming out, I think, from the pirate one. I'm really excited to see it. I'm
Well, I
really.
got to see a few clips a couple of weeks ago and they were like editing it. It looks so
Would
cool.
you do a pirate one?
I would love to do a pirate one. Like my favorite video game growing up was Lego Pirates of the Caribbean on Xbox. So just the dresses, the corsets, like Elizabeth Swann, I would die for that.
Maybe you get the chance when this first pilot one will be a hit, and I'm sure it will be
Oh,
something that
yeah.
the world needed because it's so new, so special. There cannot be this classic situation with a billionaire and, you know.
I know, we
So
need more like
let's,
equal power dynamic for the
yeah, so
roles.
let's hope that it will grow big, this pirate one, so that you can book another one in the pirate one.
Oh,
Heidi, it was
absolutely.
such a pleasure having you. Thank you for
Thanks so
taking
much for
time to
having
talk to
me.
me. And we will see where it goes for you. Maybe to
Yeah.
Europe. So if you come over to Europe, let me know.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna try to learn German too, because that's what my grandparents, my great grandparents spoke was German.
Yes,
So
it's not so easy.
I know I've tried in the
If you
past
have
and
to
failed.
learn, if you have to learn, it's not so easy.
I'll give it my best.
But you don't have to speak German to come to
Yeah,
Germany. You can do it
true.
with we can speak English here, so it's
Oh,
not a
absolutely,
problem to
yeah.
come
Hopefully,
over.
I'll be able to come over soon. But
It
yeah,
would be
thanks for
great.
having me. It was
Thank you
lovely
for joining
talking
me.
to
Yeah, thanks a lot, and I wish you a
you.
grateful Monday. Bye.
You as well. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.